Pedder's new world-first vehicle weight matrix software. Know your weight at pedders.com.au.
Yes, welcome back to Triple M's Dead Set Legends. It's Jay Clark, and stepping in for Joey today is Johnny Hastings, and he's made a brilliant start. We love having the big, angry, fast bowler riding shotgun. Now, Hasto, I know you love your races.
Yep.
And I see your notebook over there. It's loaded there with winners for later, so we're going to get to them later. But I tell you what, the most on-fire tipster in the country is joining us right now. Good morning to you, Jason Richardson.
Oh, Jay, you are too good. And the big Duke, oh, how good has Cup Week been, boys?
Well, I don't mean to blow your trumpet too much Richo.
No, come on, blow wind up my skirt.
Yeah, but I'm going to because, well, we love an on-fire tipster. And last year, you know, you picked Rekindling for the Melbourne Cup. I thought, Richo, what a great bloke. He's tipped the winner. That's great. You come into this season, the tipster, you know, under the pump. We got high expectations. And you just knock out cross-counter. You know, you're going to get the hat-trick next year.
Well, no, that's so disappointing because our Mandan was the year before, my friend. So going for four in a row. I thought the whole idea was to try to tip the winner when you were tipping. So my mistake, I didn't realise some of the other guys must have... no, I'm only joking. What do they say about a broken watch is at least correct two times a day?
Well, even a blind squirrel can find a nut.
There you go. We got lucky, but I tell you what, he was an impressive winner, wasn't he? The three-year-old from Europe who had that elite form reference going through the Voltigeur and old Persian just defeated him there. And you just thought with 51 kilos, I was convinced he'd run 2 miles. It looked the ideal preparation. And I'll tell you what, Charlie Appleby, the trainer, he understands the race. And that's why I put a lot of emphasis on Charlie, because I reckon you've got to understand the race. And it is a handicap. You've got the right horse. And what a thrilling finish with the English, who had never won the Cup before, go 1, 2, 3.
It was enormous, Richard. I don't know how you did it, mate, but well done. But what I wanted to ask you about was a little bit disturbing, flashed up on my social
media. Very disturbing,
Richard.
I thought
you held it together well.
You're right.
But Bruce and some of the others, what was going on with that dancing?
Well, my rhythm section is
very good.
Very, very dark, isn't it? It's very Michael Jackson. I have got some moves, and I felt in many ways, you know, like I was a little bit of parsley off to the side.
Yes.
And that was disappointing. I wanted to get towards the front.
Should have just knocked Bruce out of the way a little bit. He said, I've got this covered, mate. You just go in the background there.
I'm just honoured to do anything with Bruce, to be frank.
Yeah,
so, look, we arrived today at Flemington Mount on the course at the moment. There you go. Here's a Triple M Dead Set Legends exclusive. I'm standing right on the finishing post at Fabulous Flemington, last day of the carnival. I'm yelling out to anyone heard of Jay Clark? What about the big Duke?
No one. Crickets?
Nothing but crickets around here.
Yeah, tumbleweeds flying down the straight.
Apparently Damien Oliver and Craig Williams is all they want to hear from today. Hey, this is going to be a super day of racing. Two big group ones. Red Zell looking for back-to-back in the sprint, the VRC sprint. And it's going to be wonderful to see the Irish Derby winner Latrobe up against Blair House when we get to the Sepults McKinnon Super Day.
Hasto was talking about, who did you back in the Manukau? Brave Smash. He likes Brave Smash.
Yeah, Brave Smash.
Who do you like? Who is going to win, Richard?
I wouldn't get off Brave Smash if I was you. Something on the each way with him. He's $12, can you believe it, today?
That's good
and
to hear.
Also, Kemantari, I thought he was magnificent in the Manukau. I'd be considering him as well in what should be a cracker. I'm going to back Latrobe at $5 up against Blair House because it's $1.90, so I'm going to take it on there. Ring-a-ding-ding early on in the day might be my very best bet. Queen Elizabeth, Miss Admiration's $12. Stupid price. And I'll tell you what, the Matriarch, I love our libretto. And there's another horse in there called Wheel Leisure that is $81. It'll run well.
Whoa. Jeez, that'd be nice at the end. Hey, Richo, look, I know the summer of racing's nearly finished. You're on 7 Cricket as well, which I'm very much looking forward to.
Yeah.
Having a bit of a break, or are you just powering through and working through?
Straight to Sydney next week for 7's coverage of the Australian Open Golf. And it's going to be absolutely awesome for the Aussie Open. So I'll be there at the lakes, and I'll be going from, how good was that win, to stands over the putt.
Yeah.
Please call me Whispering Richo. Hey, I've just been told from Peter Bentz, who has been in television since Farlap was running, that I've got to get moving. So,
yes.
Boys, I love you, but I got to leave you.
No worries, Richo. Thanks so much for joining us. Of course, all the coverage kicks off from 12 o'clock midday, of course, on Channel 7. Richo, Bruce.
Believe it or not, it's going to be 11:30, mate. So don't get there at 12, you would have missed.
Or 11:30, sorry, on Channel 7. Hey, we appreciate your time.
Would have already won for us, number 7 in the first. Make sure you tune in.
Number 7, right, I'm writing that down.
Have a great day out there, Richo. We appreciate you joining us, of course. Been absolutely on fire. Three Melbourne Cup winners in a row. The hat-trick going for four next year. That is outstanding. Rabsy, in the second hour, we're going to speak to Nick Riewoldt, hopefully the St Kilda champ, joining us, of course, from Texas, talking all things NFL, and also Harrison Delbridge. City winners last night over Phoenix 2-0. We'll have all that coming up in the second hour. It's Jay Clark, John Hastings on Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
We hope you enjoyed the Triple M Dead Set Legends. Catch them Saturday mornings from 10 on Triple M. And if you miss the show, catch up with Just a Tap on the Triple M app. Brought to you by Petters Weight Matrix. See petters.com.au.